This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily.
Now, you throw RFK Jr., and I talked about this, and I was going to talk more about it until the Gremlins intervened yesterday and sent us into tape delay. I was going to talk more about RFK Jr.'s candidacy and the monkey wrench it's going to throw into the whole thing. I mean, we talked about it for maybe 5-6 minutes yesterday. There's a lot to consider here. Here, consider this. Prior to the corona doom, if I would have been talking to you about Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., I probably would have been calling him Kennedy kind of names, because he was doing the family, for the most part, I mean, he was practicing the family business. He was pro-abort. He was pro-man-made catastrophic global warming. You name it. And he was on the, he was, according to you and I, he was on the wrong side of it. Now, in the 5 years, though, leading up to the corona doom, the Children's Defense Fund, RFK Jr., by the way, they got a new report out. Everyone should read that report. Members of Congress are passing that report around from the Children's Health Defense. It's Children's Health Defense, right? They studied the effects of the Franken jab and the lockdowns on kids, and they made a report. By the by, on Sunday, I was tooling around. I had to go run an errand when the Saints game came on, so I found a local radio station, and I tuned into the radio, New Orleans Saints Radio Network broadcast, and during one of the commercial breaks, and I screamed at the radio. I actually screamed. I forgot to tell you this. I screamed at the radio. There is a bank here in Southwest Louisiana that is a sponsor of the Saints games on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network and that channel 99.5, whatever that is. And a commercial came on. And you know what it was? It was almost like it was a PSA, a public service announcement. You know what it was for? Defibrillators at local high schools. And I went, hey, wait a minute. Back the truck up. Beep, beep, beep. Why do you need defibrillators at local high schools now? I didn't have any when I was going to school. Did you? 5 years ago, there were no defibrillators at local high schools. What do you need? What the hell's going on here? What in the wide, wide world of sports? Why do they need defibrillators in all Calcasieu Parish? That's the parish where you have counties, we have parishes here in Louisiana. Calcasieu Parish government schools, sponsored by this bank. And I'm going like, so you're admitting that the long-term side effect from you demons who forced many of those kids, they wanted to play a sport or whatever, they get the Franken-goob, the Moderna or the Pfizer death jab, and now it's people, the kids are dropping during physical activities with myocarditis and other cardiac-related events, and now to the point where now they need to have defibrillators. And I guess they're stationing them all over the halls and schools now. They're like fire alarms. This is a result of the death jab, and it's not going away. Anyway, back to RFK Jr. Prior to about 5 years ago, we probably wouldn't have agreed with RFK Jr. on almost anything. Nothing. But then something strange happened. As he began to study more and more the effects of vaccines. I heard Mike Parrott talking about the MMR vaccinations yesterday. and about how we have basically, rubella is extinct. When's the last time you heard of anyone having a case of rubella? But still, they make your children. If you're going to go to a government school, you have to get the M, measles, M, mumps, R, rubella, the MMR vaccination schedule. And then what had, and RFK Jr., along with Dell Bigtree and others that were researching this, and the surge in boys that were testing positive on this thing called the autism spectrum, which didn't exist prior to the 1970s, and mandatory vaccinations, some people started connecting the dots and putting two and two together. RFK Jr. was one of them. And he was convinced enough that there was a connection between the vaccination schedules, the vaccines themselves, and then and the rise of the mandatory vaccine. And the longer this goes on, okay, the longer this goes on, it seems, the higher the greater the increase of boys testing positive high on the autism spectrum. Last time I saw the stats from Children's Health Defense Fund or Children's Health Defense, last time I saw the stats, by the year 2030, I'm going from memory here, by the year 2030, one out of every six MMR, from the Children's Health Defense, that's RFK Jr.'s site, one out of every six boys is going to test high enough on the autism spectrum to be considered handicapped or partially disabled or whatever the terminology is. That means they're never going to actually be able to fully function in our mechanized technocratic society, doesn't it? The ones that are really high on the spectrum, they have to be cared for. They're basically patients their entire lives. So in any event, this is what I believe is leading, kind of led RFK Jr. down this path. And then the Corona Doom comes along, and a friend of mine points this out to me in an email that, Mike, you wouldn't have agreed with almost anything RFK Jr. would have said or stood for prior to the Corona Doom. But look what the doom has done and how the doom has changed things and how it has made allies for some of us who would be considered to be allies with people that you never would have considered it before. My friend says he thinks he'll pull votes away from both parties before 2020. I would not have even given a shred of brain time to considering RFK as a president. And my buddy BKB is right. Environmental wacko, an anti-vaxxer, and most people now think prior to the forced jab mandate and prior to Del Begtree's movie Vaxxed coming out, most people had not made the connection. Now, there were people that had serious religious convictions about all vaccines and never let their children be vaccinated by any of them. So that's always kind of been there. But going all the way back to the late 1980s, there were people that there were doctors that were studying this and some journalists that reported on it. Celia Farber was one of the first that were watching what Fauci-Stein and company were doing. And what governments were doing with the mandated vaccine schedules, going like, something's not right here. These kids aren't turning out the way that they're supposed to. And the control groups that they used to say that this stuff was completely, totally safe, it looks like they never actually did the tests. So there were people way back in the late 80s, believe it or not, early 90s, that were already on to the vaccine mandates, and not for religious reasons, for... And I got to see if my effect will work. For the reasons of science. Nope. Is it science? Nope. All right. I'll get my effects unit working during the break. For the reasons of science. So my buddy says, is an anti-vaxxer, because a Kennedy family apologist, all the things that RFK Jr. was before the corona do. Progressive, with the usual stupid stuff. But now you think about it, why are some of us saying that, you know, RFK Jr. is a viable option? Because he was the most famous, loudest, and consistent voice. Take those three. Famous, loud, consistent. I wish I had two of those. Famous, I had loud. I have two of the three. He was the most famous, loudest, and consistent voice against the lockdowns, against the Franken jabs and the mandates, and then informing people of, you should consider all vaccinations before you give them into your children's and your grandchildren going forward. Note how all that has now changed. And maybe it changed Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. himself too. Maybe he's not so married to some of those neo-progressive wacko communists. But in any event, who does he pull votes from? This to me is, at the end of the day, who is he likely to siphon votes off of from? Well, if Trump's not careful, and he's already started to kind of massage this walking back the corona doom stuff and the vaccine and just not talking about it, but if he's not careful, people that have been damaged by the vaccine, I know people that if they had a chance, would probably act physically against Trump for Operation Warp Speed. As a matter of fact, just because I say favorable things about Trump from time to time, I've lost friends because I don't completely throw Trump under the bus because something that happened to someone that they knew or that they loved as a result of the vaccine. So Trump's got to straddle that line. But just imagine in a debate, though, RFK Jr., well, what we know now in the public and the reports that have been published at the Children's Health Defense website, just imagine this in a debate. If they let him in, he gets to ask Biden and Trump about the Franken jab. Don't you think a year from now there's going to be more myocarditis dead bodies piled up? There'll be more kids that will have died during sporting events? And heaven forfend these maniacs should be successful in mandating or convincing or conning any more young people into getting booster jabs. Are you insane? So, looking down the road here, the Biden regime and Klaus Schwab and all the stakeholders at the World Economic Forum, you for all nothing. And be happy. They better watch launching Corona Doom 2.0 because it may not go the way that they think it's going to go. So this is a cauldron into which all of this these politics and these issues are now being poured into. I wish I could tell you that. What is likely to happen? But there's too many moving parts here. But RFK Jr. is a wrecking ball. This is going to come. If you think the Get Donnie effort now is, because this is pissing people off, even people that don't like Trump are going like, all right, I can't stand that bastard, but I hate even more what they're doing to him because they could do it to me. This is going to be unlike any election cycle in any of our lives. There's nothing to compare it to. There's nothing to prepare us for it. We don't know. This court in New York, they still have 20% of those charges, and they look pretty bound and determined that they're going to get Donnie. Now, I don't know if – I think this is just a financial one. I think I saw the number today, $150 to $250 million in fines. That's what you find. That's what the UN would assess a fine against a government, for heaven's sake. So what's this effort? This effort is we're going to bankrupt you. The other people are going to lock you up. If we're just going to bank, we're going to take all of your money. We're going to put you out of business. We're going to ruin Trump International. I mean, you think about this. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So lots going on here, folks. Lots of moving parts. My friend in the email concludes, weird election, soon to be mega weird. Mega weird is on its way. And your front row seat to all of it is right here on the Crusade Channel. You know, I bloused over to the SiriusXM Patriot Channel yesterday just to go see what they had on, because it's a big time of year for talk radio. We should be meteorically rising in listenership as we get closer and closer to these these elections, and just to see. And it was pretty much the way I left it, except Bannon's not there in place of me anymore. And since I don't even know who the person is that's there, never heard of them before. But in any event, talk radio should be ground zero. And please tell your friends and family, hey man, you want to catch up? You want to keep on that? Don't turn that MSM crap on. Turn the Crusade Channel on. They'll even give you a free year membership just to get you to listen. So, 844-527-8723. Lots to talk about. There's an article in Crisis Magazine today. It's basically about Fetterman, but it's not about Fetterman. I mean, Fetterman's a photograph. The apparel oft proclaims the man. Here's a picture of this lurch-looking goon in his hoodie, his gym shorts, his sneakers, and his black socks walking through the Russell office building in the Senate. By the way, the rule has been repealed because a couple of the female members looked, if you don't repeal that rule, I'm going to start showing up in very revealing yoga pants and sports bras. And I'm going to come in every day like that. And so under pressure, finally, Schmuckle Schumer told, I guess it's just a sign of the progressive end of days, pinko commie times, that the most nefarious amongst the political class of rulers out there can't find a decent suit to wear. You look at Fetterman, you look at Zelensky, you look at some of these other clowns. I mean, can't we at least have exquisitely dressed bad men, villains,